out the recording so we can kind of hear what we're going, what we're doing here. Should notes.
Right.
Yeah.
Measure number 77 when we have those eighth notes. Do you want us to do the forte piano and stay piano?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be real quiet, kind of delicate there.
And when the cellos come in, like right after that, it says forte, but are we going to cover up the voice or should we play loud?
Yeah, play loud. It'll just kind of like... I just kind of wanted to stand out there. You know, it's kind of the... It's just like a little counter melody deal.
We should have more strings like
all the time.
Soundtrack it.
What'd you say?
So we should have more strings like all the time.
Yeah. It's fun. You guys sound really great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So let's try it just playing without the recording so we can hear a little bit more what's going on. You want to play guitar and sing, Chad?
Sure. When do you guys come again? What kind of I play here?
I'm just gonna kind of dance to conduct, so
Thank you.
couple things I'm thinking of. You know those that four measures, like hairpin kind of thing that we do a few times. The first two measures, I really want kind of the throughout those, I want the dissonances to come out. So the first two measures, if the third violins could really kind of like come out a little bit more, and then the third and fourth measures, if you guys could kind of play it out, just like let that dissonance really like sink in there. I think that'd be good. Yeah, this would be another one I'll have to figure out the bowings, because I really like that. I mean, obviously it works best if we go on up and then down into that. And I kind of like to play, like, keep that going on a micro version in verse 2, like, just measure at a time. I'd like to keep that up bow, down bow thing.
We could fix it if, like, the first two measures of verse 2, if we tie them together. Like, for us, we just hold a G for 2. So if we go up and then up on the second measure, then we can go one note per.
I guess what I'm saying is I want to start up bow on verse 2. Like, I want it to go up, down, with kind of like a little mini version of that hairpin thing going on.
Okay.
But instead of verse 2. What's that?
Instead of four measures, two measures.
Yeah, exactly. Two measures.
Okay.
So, you know, not as dramatic as those, as the four measure thing, but I think if we just start up bow on verse 2, that'll be good. Up, down, up, down, up, down, maybe, how about the last two measures before the chorus on 4, 3, 2, 1, 40, measure 39 and 40, we slur those two measures.
So wouldn't we want more bow there?
What's that?
Like, wouldn't we want more bow there? Like,
yeah, so if we slur two up bows, then we'll end on a bigger down bow on the downbeat of the chorus.
Yeah.
So, yeah.